We've been recording hot, for like, right? A minute. Hot? Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Coming to you live, 9 from 5. The square.
Doubt it.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Drop Dice, the internet's favorite D&D podcast.
I also doubt that.
It's, I mean, we drop ranks in the Middle East, dog. We talked
true about, in Saudi Arabia. I think we're at like 98.
We took L's. Yeah. We took L's in the desert, dude.
True. That two guys listening to us in Saudi Arabia dropped down to one.
Yeah,
but we still appreciate you one guy.
That
in Saudi
one
Arabia.
Dude.
maybe tell one of your friends about us.
Whoever's
so
using a
up.
VPN to listen to us in Saudi Arabia. I don't know why you chose Saudi Arabia, but
props to you though.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Anyway, where we last left the party off, they are back in Kronk's hometown of Matorka. Things
Shittle.
Have been going for them. The High Queen of Matorka is missing.
Thank God.
Several important nobles and guards from Matorka have been killed, and
also,
now their remains burned.
Yep.
After being thoroughly desecrated in Sylvania. Let's see what else happened. Kronk's housekeeper... treasure as always.
I hate her.
Me too. A magical peacock let your friends out of a pocket dimension. That
happens.
Was cool.
That did happen. Yeah. True. I call that Tuesday, brother.
True.
Gregor had a sad, emotional time with his adoptive mom figure.
Europe.
Mm-hmm. Who is now
rest
dust
in power.
In the wind. Yeah.
Elian's going up for promotion board.
Yeah, Elian is up.
Not never.
For Lord of Guard.
Well, I have a say in it.
What's your issue?
He's not ready, dude.
Bullshit.
Who do you recommend then?
No one.
Literally anybody else.
Yourself.
Nah.
Let's bring in an outside hire from Middenheim. We'll square this shit away.
Okay. Anyway, let's go around and introduce ourselves. I am Amber, your DM.
I am Kronk, now patroned by... Tentacle Daddy, and
you doubled down last.
Yeah,
week, too.
Slanesh.
2 of 4.
We're getting sensual out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Kronk know that he was the second string pick for the Ever
no.
Chosen?
No,
not yet. I'm Ben, and I play Ak, the kobold monk / warlock of Ulric, the true god.
Go off, fucking.
Go ahead.
Gregor Blackwolf, Middenheim, People's Champion, Defender of the Week, Baller Against the Terror.
Y'all know what it is.
Who are you? Which one?
Cindy.
There you go.
Hey.
Playing Fargrim.
Had a process.
Grudge Bearer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
AKA, now known as the Creator.
What?
What?
Fucking what? Are you a rapper? Are you about to drop a sick album?
Oh, you guys forgot already, huh?
The Creator?
Yeah.
Fargrim, what did you create?
That big old fucking... what do you call it?
I don't remember.
What is it called? Okay, and now I can't even remember. Fucking,
I'm not sure where we're going with
the
that,
animal. The animal from the
oh,
Pokeball.
Yeah, your giant goat.
Goat. It was a goat. Okay, that's what
did
I thought.
Did you create the goat?
Well, it called me the creator.
Manifest,
so.
I guess, kind of.
Oh, yeah, you did like create a goat,
yeah.
Kind of.
You're the goat.
Yes. Yes.
Fucking god now.
You reached into a bag and pulled out a goat.
That's
yes.
Right.
Gary's going to beat the fuck out of that goat.
We already had the interaction. This already went
it
down,
go
bro.
Well. It didn't go well.
No, I'm just saying, but Gary's going to wait until that goat gets complacent and beat its ass.
Because Gary never gets complacent.
No. Gary's always
never.
On the watch.
He's the flails. The flails are always
Gary don't
flailing.
He don't have to get ready because he stay ready.
Yeah, He doesn't always have the reaction time to respond appropriately, yep. But he yep. Is ready for it.
Bro, that's
as
why Gary
does
always striking first.
Anyways, they are direct reflections of me, and they will.
Gary never
carry my
first.
Blood.
He's striking
slow and hard headed.
He's responding
correct
before you hit him first,
and also wide. Also, minivans.
True.
Yes.
Where the fuck are we going to park these animals?
They're currently at the stables.
Yeah. Whatever.
Kronk stables, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never financially recover from this.
No, you won't. Because like
oh, yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you have millions.
You have a prize racehorse. Like, guess what? Gary's going to fucking eat it.
True.
No, I keep him fed pretty good.
Gary's
oh, yeah. Susan
Gary's
Susan
chill.
Wants to do the was it Hallowed Land thing?
Yes. Susan came up to you guys as you were all getting ready for bed. Fargrim having made sure the goat and Gary were not going to kill each other.
I slept on. Yeah, I slept with them.
In between them.
Yes. But Susan came up to Gregor and Ak in the guest house with a proposition. She went back to her temple and spoke with some of the clerics there to try to get a spell scroll of hollow.
What's happening?
So that she can make the guest house on the Enotaur mansion impervious to fiends, fey, undead, so celestials.
That way they can't get scooped again, right?
So they can't get scooped again. If she sells her armor and her headband of intellect, she only needs another 500 gold. But at the pay scale they're at,
hold on,
it's going to take about 3 years until she makes that, and she would like... Man, she's wondering...
How much does she need?
500.
I mean, I'm not there.
I mean,
what was the ruling on?
I need to go back and listen to that. I forget.
Damn it!
Morning.
How am I supposed to? Axe
gonna reach into his bag and pull out 600 gold, without realizing that it is 600 gold, and throw it at her.
Oh, thank you.
Not in a separate bag, but just like handfuls of gold.
Oh god,
that's painful.
It's kind of like. Has her hand up as one like hits her in the head. She's like, "Ah, thank you, Ack. That's so
about,
nice
that
of
should
you.
Probably be enough.
I'll help Susan like scoop it up.
Okay,
that should be enough. What is this for again? It doesn't matter. it's for a thing that's gonna help us, right?
Yes.
Yeah, then we're good.
This will be.
It'll be fine.
I think it would be helpful if more of us stayed here in this guest house then, because it will be impervious. No fiends or undead could come in on the grounds at all.
Nothing. No demons. No zombies. Zambies.
None of it.
Zambi. No skelly boys.
No skelly boys. No fae. Nothing.
No fae.
I dare a motherfucker roll up in my house.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no offense, motherfucker, Kronk, but it did happen.
No, that was the guest house.
No, we were staying in the main.
That's because I wasn't here, dude.
I mean, I'm sure, but this also, like, you guys leave and travel a lot, so this is a way to protect us and your investment while you're not here.
I'm going to be real. Yeah. If I have to go through what happened again, I might just retire.
Well, that's why I was researching the spell scroll.
Yeah, dude, I'm about to.
Cool. I mean, that's fine.
Awesome. Well, I will... go to the temple in the morning and begin working on the spell.
Sounds great.
Cool.
Susan, keep
thank you.
And that's in the guest house or?
Yes, the,
okay.
The guest house.
Yeah.
Like the full guest house?
The full thing.
It'd be wild. It's like, we got this spell, but it only covers
three
half
quarters.
Of the living room.
Is it like specifically the outline of the house, or is it like a big circle? And there's
it's
like part of the lawn?
Around, part of the lawn, too.
Okay, cool.
That'd be fucked if it was a big circle, but it didn't cover the whole house. Like, imagine like you're just in the pantry and be like, got you, bitch!
There's just a demon in
just
like
one corner
with a dagger going, give me your...
Comes right out the cupboard and grabs your ass.
It's like, dude.
Arm comes through the window.
Tenacious D, like the dude with one leg, like, come over here, I'll stab you. No.
Yep. Upstairs bathroom is haunted. Yeah. Don't use the toilet.
Yeah. Don't flush. Awesome. If it's mellow, let it yellow.
Yep. It's got to board up the bathroom window, try to yoink it while you're taking a pee.
So I'm guessing we're like up and getting ready for the day or something?
This was the evening right before you guys all went to bed.
Oh, okay. So. I thought we had gone to bed already.
So I think with that having happened, then we are going to rack out, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
All right, cool.
You guys do all level.
Cool.
As previously discussed.
Sick. Ack, while we're sleeping, I need you to cast silence on me. Do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
It only lasts a certain amount of time, but...
All right, well...
Let me double check how long.
I'm going to sit here and cry.
Let me think about it for a second. 10 minutes.
Cool.
10 minutes of wailing.
I'm using all 10 of those minutes. All
right. I'll give... As he's going to bed and wailing, I'll cast silence on his room.
Counter spell. No, I'm
Gregor, you're not there. You're in the main room.
You have 10 minutes.
Get in
of
your
silence.
Big house.
I'm using all 10 of them minutes.
Okay. 10 minutes later, you hear just this last little.
He's already asleep. Ack's already asleep.
Yeah. Now, Ack, are you staying in the room that was yours, or did you move into what was Gaunt's room with the hole in the floor?
I'm pretty sure I had already put holes in my own room.
Yeah.
Like so I'll stay.
Absolute Chad.
I'll stay in my own room.
Okay.
I will close the door and I'm gonna read more of the bone carving book.
Okay. You're making decent progress. You are beginning to understand the process of how spells get imbued.
Bones.
How a bill becomes law.
How bones become magic bones.
Mm-hmm. And you stare at Grant's Ulna.
And you're like, good old Grant.
Grant.
Oh my god.
Miss him. He didn't like me much, and I didn't like him much, but I miss him.
You mean Gaunt, right?
Yeah.
You said Grant.
She said Grant. Yeah. That was
no, in the inventory, the it was Grant's Ulna.
It was originally in my as Grant's Ulna, but yeah, it's Gaunt.
You have two Ulnas now. You have Grant's and Gaunt's.
Oh, okay, I'll add that. I don't know who Grant is, but I have Gaunt's and Grant's. They're going to be my twin daggers. Grant and Gaunt.
One cast darkness, one cast light.
Yeah.
Oh my That's gosh. So awesome.
Let me add to my inventory then.
Okay. So yeah, anyone doing anything crazy at bedtime or otherwise, you know, sun rises. That's it. Beautiful day in Matorka.
I'm bonding with my animals.
Fargrim, as you wake up and the sun crests, you see it's this beautiful sunrise. You're snuggled up with Gary. You see your goat sitting there with one long it vanishes as the light touches it.
That's fucked.
Was it a painful?
It was just, man, a goat.
Just goat.
I didn't get nearly as much time with my goat than I wanted.
A screaming goat. We're like, it's not like in pain or anything. That's just what it sounds like.
Man. That's just what it do.
I mean, it could come back. You could pull another goat out of the bag.
My little bag of tricksies. Is this bag of tricks? You know, just a question.
Yep.
Is this bag of tricks limited? Is there like a limited amount of tricks that I can pull?
Per
tricks are for
day,
kids. Fucking nerd.
Yeah, dude. Except I'm a rabbit, so.
You had the gray one or the?
I don't remember it being specified, to be honest.
I don't remember either.
Not the gray one.
Dude, I don't know why. I just had the thought of.
You had the rust one.
That means.
Yeah, that sounds
okay.
Right.
How
do the kids get these tricks through jihad?
What is happening?
You can use it up to 3 times per day. It resets at dawn.
3 times per day.
3
okay.
times per day resetting at dawn.
And you never know what's going to happen, right? It's okay.
It's you're sensing there's different types of bags of tricks. So you think maybe each bag does slightly different things.
Okay.
But you aren't really sure. Maybe it's going to be another goat. Maybe it's going to be a crocodile.
I hope so. I miss him.
Maybe it's not even the same goat.
You're going to have this same encounter every time you pull the goat. They're going to have an existential crisis.
It's going to be a new goat every time, but they're going to look exactly the same.
Yep. Maybe. We'll see. Anyway, so I will just say goodbye to Gary and make my way towards
the main house. Hugs you with his tendrils.
Little Gary Bear. You're a baby Gary Bear. All right. Anyways.
You are covered in slime.
Covered.
Brother.
Brother.
So I'm going to, you know, while I have that slime, I'll probably douse Kazook with it just to give that extra bit of poison damage.
Is now poison.
Since we leveled up, some stuff happens with Ag.
Is he glowing now?
Does he die?
No, like the opposite. Like the shadows that normally like kind of emanate off of him are like there's more than usual. Like it's he's more shadowy.
Oh, we're doing this again.
We fucking talked about this, dude.
No, he's gonna come down, and I'm assuming Kronk is doing nude burpees with Elian.
Of course, it's more.
And whoever else may join him.
Listen,
top of the hour.
Gregor, I'm not sure. I'm assuming you're probably with like Bjorn doing.
I have not left my room.
Okay.
I need a minute.
Is Gregor dead?
Where is Bjorn, by the way?
With me.
Okay.
Well, I was heading to the main.
I would wait for you
to the main mansion or to the guest. Okay. Yeah.
Whenever you do come down,
it's gonna be a minute.
That's fair. I don't know what our plan is for the day, but this involves you and Bjorn being there because it is an Ulrich related thing.
Are you just like sobbing into Bjorn's tummy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll go check in on Gregor because I'd recognize that he hasn't come in yet. I'd get him a plate of way too much meat.
Hell yeah, dude.
And nothing else.
Ball gonna go crazy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna come in, and I'm gonna go to knock on the door and realize my hands are full, and I'm gonna use my tail to, instead of knocking on the door, just open it.
Right. Yeah, I'm just laying in bed with Bjorn, cuddling Bjorn. Definitely haven't been crying.
Bro, imagine your
his eyes pillow are is not wet.
Imagine you're a
but his eyes are puffy. Bjorn puffy and swollen.
And this is your life now.
Bjorn fucking... is just soaked, and you, like it's like the whole room just has that wet dog smell.
That's my dude right there.
You're basically an angel, and God tells you that this is your new guardian, and he's just whimpering on you in bed. What a world this angel lives in.
It's called the duality of man, dog.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm able to be as ferocious in combat as I am because
I'm mentally unwell.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, so I'm just gonna
like look up. Like, oh, hey.
Hey, Gregor, how you doing?
So emotional with
I'm pretty
bite.
Good.
I brought you some breakfast, and I wanted to come and check in on you and Bjorn and cool. all that.
I'm just going to start munching on some of the meat, and I'll give a couple pieces to Bjorn. You know.
Is it raw?
Bjorn, like, as you're feeding him, like, when you're eating, he, like, kind of sticks his head in, like, sticks his tongue and tries to, like, steal a couple pieces off the plate.
Yeah, Eck definitely didn't grab all cooked meats. Some of it is raw. He just sort of grabbed meat from the kitchen.
Brother, I'm built for the stroll, yeah. So it was Bjorn, so it's fine.
I imagine you like took it while they were cooking it, so you cooked the cooked. You took the cooked and the uncooked.
Yeah, I was just grabbing any meat. So some of it is cooked, some of it's not. Some all of it's good. Like half cooked.
They're gonna turn around and be like, "What the fuck?"
All good.
I just, like, just want to check in on you, and I know you were upset about maybe losing Bjorn and your soul not going to Ulrich.
Yep, that, actually, I wasn't even thinking about that. Next, now that I'm thinking about wounds. That.
Those are old wounds.
Yeah. I thought that's what you were upset
Let's
about.
Let's reopen them.
Yeah. You know what, man? I just need a little bit to realign here, and then, also, I'm just really excited to get back. I just want to get back out there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what our plan is exactly next, but I'm ready to get out there and really, like, kill some bad guys. Oh, just, like, really murder them in the face.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I just wanted to say, and I'm gonna, like, get up on top of him and Bjorn and grab him by the shoulder and be like, through Ulrich, all things are possible.
It's true. Jot that down.
And then he's gonna fall over and, like, collapse.
What? You're gonna collapse?
Yeah.
Why? What?
And then the shadows are gonna, like, consume him a bit, and then they're going to... Like,
as in you? Consume you?
Yeah, Ack. And then they're going to, like, shift off of him and sort of congeal and form, like, a solid form. And there's just going to be, like, a little black-furred wolf puppy there.
That's freaky.
He shitted himself.
That's freaky.
Divine sense right now. What am I picking up?
You're picking up a whole lot of celestial energy coming from this little wolf puppy.
Whew. Okay, I had the hammer. Like, I had it up. Like, I was about to murder this puppy, and I'm just going to, like, put it
and
down.
And then you're just, like, on the breeze. Yeah. You get, just, like, a faint whiff of fiend.
Hmm?
And the air changes, and you don't smell it anymore.
Okay, religion check, please.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but...
Skibbidi-bidi, bum-ba-da-bop.
24.
You're imagining... In a city this large that has as many issues historically with
that was just background.
Issues, yes. You couldn't put a source on it.
It's background radiation.
But yeah, there's like background
okay.
stuff going
okay.
on.
Okay,
that's interesting.
All right, I'm going to put the hammer down. I'm not going to murder this shadow puppy.
Yeah, it's more flavor than how it actually... Because usually it's like, you get like a 60-foot radius. Yeah. It's just like the faintest whisper on the wind.
Caught a piece of it somewhere, so, okay.
Yeah.
But the puppy is no longer shadow. It is just a puppy.
Damn, that's tight.
It's just a black furred
Bjorn,
wolf.
Eat it.
No.
are the hounds fiend hunters? Can they sniff them out?
Yeah. Technically, I just cast Find Familiar, but... Yeah.
That was a way cooler way to flavor it.
That's what I was hoping to do. Yeah. But he's just a little guy.
He's just a little silly guy.
Is Ack still laying face down?
Ack is still unconscious on the floor. As how okay. I
what I'm gonna do?
Bjorn's gonna come over, kind of sniff Ack, and then move over to the puppy and do like one like big lick up its nose.
I do like to think face. That although it is a puppy, it is a wolf puppy and probably larger than Ack.
Ack could ride it into battle.
He probably will at some point.
I'm going to notice Ack still like unconscious. I'm going to take a piece of meat and just kind of like put it like in front of him.
He's going to snap. Like just pure instinct, muscle memory.
All right, he's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's just tuckered out.
I'm up. I'm up.
Good.
Did I go down? Who hit me?
I don't know.
I don't know what just happened. Where am I?
Hey, what's up? What's up with that?
What?
I'm gonna point at the puppy.
I'll look at the puppy.
There's a puppy. It's a little black puppy is sitting there. So it's Bjorn, this giant ice white wolf, staring down at this tiny little black puppy.
I'm gonna act a bluppy.
The puppy is bigger than you because you're 2'2".
Yeah.
The puppy is like.
It's a wolf puppy, so it's, you know, it's big.
Still decent.
It's like a young German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ack is going to look to Gregor.
His paws are enormous.
Okay. Oh, nice. Hell yeah. He got some mitts on him. Yeah. Let's go, dude.
Ack's going to look at Gregor and then look at Bjorn and then look at the puppy and then look back at Bjorn and then back at the puppy.
You want to buy that
dog?
And then
back at Gregor. And then back at the puppy. Mm-hmm. And then back at Gregor. Mm-hmm. Can I pet that dog?
I'm pretty sure it's your dog, man.
It's my dog?
Pretty sure it's your dog.
How'd I get a dog?
I don't know. My dog.
That's your dog. I'm pointing at Bjorn.
Yeah. Big Thickums over there is my dog.
And that's my dog?
I'm pretty sure it's your dog.
I'm going to squint at him. Do I believe him?
Roll insight. Gregor, you can roll either deception or persuasion.
At this point, Kronk is finishing up his exercise.
Earl's an 8.
I don't know why it would be deception.
Well, you can. I'll tell you. You can roll either, and then if you're lying, you say the number either way. That way,
you can hide whether you want to be deceptive or, persuasive.
So in this situation, like we all know you're being truthful, but then like another time,
you could lie.
In the future.
Nat 20, charisma. I did persuasion.
Okay.
I rolled an 8. So.
You very much.
That's my puppy.
Sure
okay.
That's your dog.
That's a dog.
I'm going to look at the puppy and go, hey. Yep. I can't speak to animals.
Did you cast it?
It does it at will, so.
Bro, it's like 1 minute old. It doesn't know English
it's
yet.
It's like that meme, like, hold up, bro, trying to form his very first thought.
You, like, see, like, the little gears turning and the little puppy head is, like, one ear flops, one ear's up. His, like, head's a little bit tilted.
Processing.
Meat.
Hey, yo.
Oh, my God.
Bjorn, kill it.
I will kill everybody in Matarka for this dog.
Nice.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Who are you?
I'm Ack. That's Gregor, and that's Bjorn.
Hey. Why am I here?
I'm not entirely sure. Okay. I passed out, and then I woke up, and you were here.
You were on the floor, yeah.
Did you just make him Canadian?
Oh, yeah, dude. That's a Midwestern-ass dog, brother.
That's a Youper dog right there.
Dog's from Sheboygan.
She's from Mindenheim. That's basically the UP.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing.
From Manitoba.
Sure, well, sure, yeah. It's a Manitoba dog.
If Mindenheim is... Yeah, Mindenheim would be like Green Bay.
Yeah.
To where the UP would be like fucking... like Kislev.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got some Norse.
Are you
up
my friend? You see, like the little tail, like thumps, like twice.
Yeah, I mean, you're a wolf, and I worship Ulrich. I assume
the logic's airtight.
I'm gonna turn to Greg. Do you think Ulrich, Dad, did something? I don't know how this works, but Dad does wolves, and that's a wolf.
It's entirely possible.
I'm a wolf, yes.
And the fact that it's entirely possible means it's 100% what happened.
True. You're my wolf now. Ulrich sent you to me.
Yeah, I was in the place with the fields and the trees.
Yep.
And it was great.
Damn, he's getting a raw deal. He got sent here. That sucks. That other
and then cooler. And then Dad came and he said, "I have a very special mission for you." And I was
sounds
like, "Okay."
Right.
And now I'm here.
Yeah, we got to go kill demons and save the world and stuff.
Fighting demons.
Yeah, I'll get you some demon bones to chew. Hey, hold on. I'm gonna reach into my bag and I'm gonna grab a bone and give it to him,
brother. You better give one to Bjorn, too. We cannot have them
I'll also competing. Give... I'll see Bjorn look at the bone, and I'll also give Bjorn a bone.
He kind of sniffs it in your hand. He's like, "Is this for me?"
Yeah.
Why does this dog sound like one of the peas from VeggieTales?
Because he's just a little goofy guy.
He's a little baby.
He's just a little silly guy.
Yeah.
God.
He's just a little guy.
Can I be honest with you? Because we're friends.
Yeah. I expect you to always be honest with me, always.
Hashtag Wolfgang.
Okay. Yeah. This is my first mission.
Okay. Cool. That's fine.
Okay.
We'll catch you up to speed.
Bro, okay. It's his very first jihad.
Yeah.
I remember my first jihad, man. That shit was crazy.
Congratulations.
Killed everybody.
Welcome to your first jihad. Yo, we'll have a lot of fun.
Okay. The tail starts like thumping. What's a jihad?
You're on one, and you're going to find out.
Bro, I was on a quest from God, dog. I mean.
I don't know. I think about that. Like The Rock, where it's like, you're in, you're out. I'm out. Well, actually, hey, you're in.
You weren't supposed to choose that. Yeah. It's too late.
Why'd you give me an option? Would have been cooler if you would have said you were in.
Yeah, you're supposed to say you're in.
But yeah, this is Gregor. He's the Black Wolf of Middenheim. Ulrich is his dad, too,
I'm
me and you.
White.
Yeah, you're a Black Wolf, and he's a Black Wolf.
He looks up at you, and his tail just starts thumping.
I'm going to give him scratches.
Oh, good.
Oh.
And this is Bjorn. He's Gregor's wolf.
Tell you something about my dad.
He's not a Black Wolf.
I know him. He helped train my class.
Oh.
Fuck.
Well, I guess
that
makes this, I guess this makes it easier.
That's so fucking cute.
We're ready.
Bjorn, you got a student back, so.
We just gave Bjorn his very first PFC.
You see Bjorn, very stoic. He's like. On, but like you get like just sure, the little dude. Sense of like, oh dear God, no.
Oh, this fucking guy.
He's like, oh shit, they sent this
damn
one,
it.
This motherfucker.
anybody but him.
The runt of the litter.
Yeah, Ulrich just wanted this motherfucker out the house.
just anybody but this one, please.
We'll get him trained up.
Okay, it is now 8:05 a.m. Kronk has finished his workout. It's been a couple minutes. The only person there is Elian. So he's gonna
Susan and Kevin came, but then Kevin remembered doing it with Ingrid and got really sad. And
Fargrim's are also at the house.
Yeah, so Fargrim, you traipse your way up to the front door and you knock, and the housekeeper comes. She's got
so
like
dogs barking,
curlers in her hair, like this like pink like robe on, fuzzy slippers. Oh. Hi, dearie. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just want some food.
What the fuck?
You need to.
I will have breakfast delivered immediately.
Where's the bacon gone,
bro? You need to tell her that part of her new responsibility is just picking up all the dog shit in the yard. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not
too familiar.
I feel like, yeah, Bjorn, I was gonna say, do that.
Dude,
Bjorn's not a familiar.
Bjorn be taking shits the size of like that box right there.
It's just this space. Just
like... Okay. Well,
his shits are bigger than Ack.
I gotta think of a name for my little guy.
Bro, Kronk's gonna see that like the squad for morning workouts is looking light, and he's about to start his cooldown, and no one else has showed up. So he's going to do the Connor from Roadhouse and be like, where the fuck is everybody? Just fuck. He's going to go walking over to the fucking little shit house. I'm going to slam
you
the door open.
You see Fargrim at the front, the main entrance to the manor, talking with your housekeeper.
Okay. After you say that, I'm going to be like, I'm over here.
I'm not going to acknowledge it at all.
Damn, dude. Okay. Why do
Fargrim
I even come here, bro?
Fargrim never participates in any of my stuff, so I don't fucking care.
Fargrim hasn't done any
Why do I even
work.
Come here, dude? Yeah. I just, like, want some food.
We'll roll up,
let
we'll slam the door open.
I'm cool.
Like, hey.
Hey, you guys, in it, from Gregor's room, you guys hear this loud slamming sound of the front door.
Hear some mild clapping of cheeks.
And all you hear light, is just like... a bunch of barking.
Are you still,
it's
you're
not,
still naked?
It's not barking.
Nah,
you hear a little,
now.
A woo.
Yeah, you hear growls and dog noises.
Fuck, dog shit's going on in here.
All right, we're going to come, I assume we're going to come down into like the living space, and now you see... An extra dog.
An extra dog.
There's a tiny little black puppy that's following Ack around.
Where are you people getting all of these animals?
Wolf God.
It's a fucking zoo around
here. Dude.
I sort of resent that.
It's not a zoo, brother.
What kind of fucking menagerie?
Welcome to the forest.
Kronk, as you're having this tiny little black puppy kind of like patters his way up to you, sits at your feet, and just stares up at you.
I actually have a question.
Oh my God.
Since Kronk is actually like this outer dimensional being, do either one of our dogs like clock it, or is he that good at hiding it?
He's that good.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to know, moving forward.
You guys notice Kronk does have like a cool new necklace on.
Yeah, but you modified that, right? Like I'm not.
Yeah, it's the Matorkin eagle holding like this kind of like fiery purple stone.
Hell yeah. That's bougie as shit.
Can I do a perception or a religion check just to see if I clock it like at all?
I would say with your passive perception, like you might not even notice Kronk's new blink. So yeah, absolutely. You can make a religion check.
I probably would, but...
Oh, it's a... 17.
You know the Metorkan Eagle has a long history of symbolic uses.
Symbology.
It stands for like the strength of the city and everything that they've overcome, like eagles flying above their enemies. It's actually a really cool symbol with like a deep history.
Cool. I'm fucking flossing, dog.
I was gonna assume, yeah, it's just part of him trying to like some fresh drip.
Do I notice them eyeing up my ice?
Yeah, you see Gregor kind of like ice.
Damn, did you hurt your neck? You got that ice on. Oh.
Gregor, helmet or no
heavy
helmet?
Heavy out here.
No, we're still in the house, so no helmet. I'm just a big chill.
You see Gregor's kind of just like looking at your necklace like, right. Nice.
My eyes are real puffy. Digging the drip. It's all good, dog.
Yeah. But again, you have this tiny puppy staring up at you, and the tail just like, thump. Thump.
Yo, I feel like I'm going to throw this out there. I'm going to be like, why is this one so much cuter than that one?
Damn, really?
It's a small one.
The ears kind of like flop back, and the tail just goes, thump, 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 thump.
You weren't hitting me in that dog.
Say, yo, baby.
You said, oh, God.
Oh, woo.
I'm going to walk my way over
you
there.
You want to go shit in the living room?
That one's all, like, big. He looked mad as fuck, dog. Side-eyeing everyone, man. Like, you got an attitude problem.
He's got an alertness problem. Right. As in, he's always alert.
Always.
Fargrim, you make your way in, and you see this tiny little wolf puppy with giant feet sitting at Kronk's feet, just going like,
that's cute as fuck, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to sit on the ground and just, like, put my...
he stomps his way over, so, like...
Instead of sitting, I'd like to instead of sitting, like, you lay all the way down.
Like, yes. He just
literally,
flops over.
Yes, my hands are, like, doing the clampies to, like...
He kind of looks back at
Ack. He doesn't really get that much lower. He just, like... he goes from here to here.
He looks back at Ack.
Nod.
To Fargrim, full-on puppy kisses, just all over
the
face.
Oh, my God, dude.
Tail is going. It whips you. It hurts.
Damn. Man, I'm not big on, like, getting dirty and stuff, but, like,
takes
if I
out
was
a
cool
coffee table.
With that, I would pet you.
I mean, I already stayed at the stables all night, so.
Just a little, like, a woo.
I'm a woo back.
That's awesome as fuck.
I'm just going to be, like, scratching Bjorn's ear while this is going on.
Bjorn is, like, at attention. Like, now that there's, like, another person, like, before he was, like, pretty late. Like, he would be at attention, then he would calm down. He has, like, been on attention since his puppy.
Mindset, I get it.
I mean, I feel like I would have done this with Bjorn, but Bjorn just seemed, like, a lot more serious. He didn't seem like the...
He's a professional.
Like, right. Like, he didn't seem like the type.
He's like, man, I'd love to pet you, but, like, I feel like you're just going to get mad at me.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he might.
Bjorn has,
that's why we never attempted.
Service dog energy, where he looks like he's there to do a job, and he's very fluffy and very petable, but like you look at him and like you know he's like doing something.
You know what he is? He's locked in.
He is
locked in.
Yeah.
All right.
He locks in.
Ack is gonna be like, all right, enough, and he's gonna snap, and the puppy's just gonna, and then Ack is gonna look really confused.
Oh damn!
What the fuck just happened?
I don't know. Where did he go?
Did you just kill that dog?
I don't think so.
Noped it.
I'm gonna snap, and he's gonna come back right next to me.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Are you doing?
I don't know.
I think you're going to traumatize this little dude. You keep doing that.
I passed out and woke up and he was here and I don't know what's going on. But Ulrich sent him to me, apparently.
The little puppy voice. Fwind, what happened? Where was I?
Can I do a...
I mean, technically fine familiar. They just go to like a pocket dimension.
Yeah. Yes.
But he would probably understand what's going on.
Yeah. Do I like recognize what this is or do I need to do like an arcana
check?
Do
an arcana check, yeah.
He's essentially the same fine familiar as Edgar is.
Edward.
Edgar. He's just flavored to look like...
a little wolf.
Be a little wolf instead of an imp disguised as a puppy.
Duck.
Or is he... for the type of familiar, is he... Fae or Celestial?
I would assume Celestial because he's from Ulrich.
Yeah. 14.
This seems to be a familiar. You know with Edgar that, you know, familiars are really popular. Or mm-hmm. Blumpers. Mm-hmm. Like, you've seen familiars around.
Blumpers.
Okay. So,
the goat.
Seems like you two just both ended up getting some familiars from Ulrich.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but...
The puppy is still freaking out, though. He's like, puts his little head down, his little paws over
give him
his face. He calms down instantly.
What are you calling it?
What are you, what's his deal, man?
I don't know.
Rick?
No.
Rick.
That's a Rick right there.
No. I don't know. What do you have a name?
Steven.
No.
George.
I'll call you Scald.
Scald?
Nice. Scald. I was thinking more of Craig, but...
No. I got to keep it.
Yeah. I met him once in the forest. It was really cool.
Yeah, that's Gregor's dad.
He was a lot.
That's Gregor's...
That was Gregor's dad?
Yeah. Well, one of his dads.
Adopted fun.
He's got two dads and a mom.
How many dads does he have?
He's got two dads and a mom.
Two dads and a mom? Yep. That's a lot of dads.
Yeah.
Yep.
One of them's Ulrich.
But I'm gonna name you that he died, right?
Oh. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, no, I think we're all...
like they came back to like talk to you guys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys know because you talked with Scald.
Yeah, I talked to him in the Shadow Realm or essentially like this universe's version like Valhalla.
Yeah.
Like,
I was trying to remember if he was dead or not. Yeah. I was like, I'm gonna name. Should I name him after him? Like, I was like, is he dead yet? Right. I don't remember.
Nah, boy.
I love that you took Scald the like big and tough. Warrior of Ulrich, and you're like this little puppy that speaks in a woo.
Yeah,
well, no, we should name that little shit Oolong.
No, he's my little guy.
He's a little teacup.
All right.
Chip.
I guess you're Scald now.
Bro, we got chips.
I'm Squald. Okay.
What's the battle plan? I'm just ready to get back out there and start cracking Scald.
Yeah, I want to get on the road. I want to get cooking, doing stuff. I feel like...
Oh, what's next?
There's been too much lollygagging.
We need to alter our
dilly dallying.
We need to get 8 hours off the defensive and onto the offense.
Yeah, there we go.
There's a offense. Very light, polite knock on the door.
Go ahead.
What?
I am so sorry.
Oh, is it the food?
But yes, Farge asked for breakfast to be delivered.
So God,
that bitch, Farge.
You know what's really fucked up? My helmet's still off, dog.
Well, they have you guys opened the door, or are you just yelling through the wall?
Yeah, we just yelled through the wall.
Oh, we just yelled through the wall. I thought she was in the room.
I mean,
she knocked, and no one opened the door yet. Unless someone did.
All right, I'm coming. I'll head over.
It's been months.
Master Kronk, it is so lovely to see you.
I hate it here.
This is why it's the guest house.
Yep.
Would you prefer your dinner in the Grand Dining Hall?
Dinner? It's like
dinner or breakfast. I'm sorry.
9 a.m.
Yeah, I'm not eating anything
your
in here.
Breakfast in the Grand
the
Dining Hall?
The air is dirty.
Should I have the cleaners
smells
come
like
out?
Wet dog.
It smells like wet dog.
I don't know if that will help.
Air is dirty.
Brother, I've been dropping ass.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go shower. Right, I'm going to go shower.
You can leave
and
their
then,
shit here, but yeah, I'm not eating here. Thank you, though.
All right. Of course.
Yeah.
I'm going to wash up.
I will let the cooks know. Something...
Is it the smell?
No, someone stole like half of the bacon and sausage while it was being cooked this morning.
Ah! It wasn't me.
Why are you lying?
Cuz.
You guys need more? Or?
I just wanted to let you know because I know there's been issues with intruders in the house. I don't know
if it's food related, it's ACK.
Is there anything we should do to prevent it? Can we ward it? Is it?
Can
I mean,
you
could
do
try
to
like mouse traps.
Is it like a salt line or what do we?
A
what
salt
do,
line?
Like that's how you keep like
snails
I mean,
out.
You could try like maybe making things spicier.
Put books up.
Like
put books
math,
in the kitchen.
Put math equations around the food.
Yeah, I mean if he doesn't like reading things. I mean I don't know. Like you could prop a book. Open and he might just like and leave.
Brother,
But like I don't know. Yeah,
I'll pass it on to the cook.
You got and I have to get creative.
I'm sure between all of us, we will figure it out.
Yeah. You won't
like the food when you're storing it. Whatever you're putting in the front, just make it really fucking spicy. Because that's the first shit he's gonna grab. He's lazy. He doesn't want to go for the back stuff. He'll just grab the first thing available.
He doesn't like spicy food.
I don't know.
All right,
but that's. That could just be specific. I don't know.
We'll test it and then
yeah, we'll try it out.
If it makes it worse, we'll try really bland.
Ack is gonna look up from feeding Scald and be like, it won't help.
I don't think bland's gonna help. He'll eat raw meat. So like,
he's basically everything. Yeah. Like, that's a problem.
I will speak with the rest of the staff and we will figure it out.
Okay. Garlic, maybe.
I'm sure the others have some ideas.
Again, not looking up from
I'll
Scald.
See what my
Good
sister
luck.
Says.
All right. Yeah.
So what's the next move?
Okay.
What's the next move? What do we do?
We went to Mumford and Sons.
Yeah, well, that was a whole thing.
We're
we got some gear.
Breakfast.
So what are the two pieces that are still... There's two things still missing, okay. Right?
So yep. One of them was Sun underwater, sword. And yep. If we want to find that, I was thinking, Ak, you can potentially use your fucking special magic thing for, like, tracking stuff, yeah? Your, like, legend lore or whatever the fuck?
That tells Maybe. Me the origin of a specific item, not, like, the location of it. Okay. It gives you, like, the lore dump background
gotcha.
Of a specific item, not the location. You need locate item for that.
Gotcha.
I mean, I thought the
plan was to find Harkin. I mean, to
that
find
is
that one.
A option we could do.
It's probably the easiest option, but honestly, though, even with knowing the background of something, that could probably assist us in figuring out
trying,
where
maybe
it is.
Narrowing well, we, it down.
I need the item to cast it on.
Ah.
Oh, so yeah. Okay, so that's...
No. Okay, that's a hang.
Yeah, that plans
it,
out.
Not
it,
really
it, it basically just gives me the history of whatever item I use it on.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's not the plan, then.
Do you know the thing? I thought you just had to think of the thing. I'm pulling it up.
Yeah, I don't. I thought it was you needed to cast
name
it on
or describe
thing.
A person, place, or object.
Never mind. I was wrong about that. I guess we'll just retcon that whole conversation just now, and I'll be like, give me like an hour to put it on and get ready and everything.
Okay.
And I can totally do that for you guys.
Cool. In the meanwhile, yeah. There is the Harkin option. Yeah. I did scry. Them on the boat, so they're at sea. They're heading somewhere. I'm not quite certain where. I couldn't really make out details. Kind of fuzzy. It's very, like, focused.
Okay.
In the meanwhile, while we're waiting, though, I think I'm going to try and scry and figure out what the deal is with Yolanda. And maybe I can find her location.
Okay.
Yolanda Winston.
Surely.
I forgot she was even a thing.
What do we need her for?
Well, she's missing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's the princess.
Did we get everybody?
She's the High Queen.
Queen.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
did we
yeah.
get everybody out of
maybe.
Manfred's, or, you know, Manuel's house?
Manuel.
You did not find Greenwood's wife.
Nobody cares.
I think there was probably
yeah,
more
going on with
you
that.
Know there was a yeah. guy.
We were told she was safe.
Jebediah
so.
In the basement, amongst other people in the basement.
I don't know who the fuck Jebediah
well,
is.
All I know is
damn,
that we did our best.
I don't know who that is.
We did our best.
Okay.
Okay, so it seems like we kind of have somewhat of a battle plan. If
we got
Ak's
some
gonna,
options.
Yeah, if Ak's going to do that.
All right, so I'm going to go scry.
I'm going to go to the port and
okay.
see about potentially getting some underwater or water information on different boats or something if we need, just in case we need a boat.
Oh, you're looking to like hire a boat?
Just in case we need
hire or get information.
I can go with you.
Not hire one, but like just get information just in case we do need one.
On like how to hire a boat or information on boats in general? I'm just confused.
On us getting
okay,
a boat.
Gotcha.
On I thought you were having a boat.
I thought you were going to go like learn about boats.
Nope.
Just like that's a sloop and that's a galleon and that's a whatever.
You
Negative.
Guys left the Golden God in Sartosa, right?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
It's doing business or something for us.
Yeah, there was a crew with it and everything and they were just doing trade stuff.
I just wasn't sure if you had them stay based out of Sartosa or if you told them to come to...
The whole idea was that they were going to be doing trade stuff from Sartosa to Matorca, so that
okay.
should just be like an ongoing trade route.
Okay, I mean, yeah, let me...
Unfortunately, my business ventures did not expand beyond that.
Roll to see where
Gregor
they are.
We got distracted.
Yeah, I can come with. But I mean, if we really had to go back to Sartosa, like we could.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can go.
It's a good jump-off point if we're going to cross the sea anyways to head towards
well, it's just,
Land of the Dead.
Let's figure it out. Yeah.
They see me rolling.
And also, I'm going to look at Gregor. We could also maybe ask to see if like they heard rumors or anything about movement.
Sure. Yeah, something going on out there.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, we could talk to like a dock master or something.
Right, right.
We could talk to Arnessa.
They all talk, you know? Pirates talk.
Arnessa was cool.
Okay. So you guys make your way down to the port. We'll get to the scry after, but I want to do this because this is cool. I make your way down to
Bam.
The port.
Your shit's not cool.
Your shit's weak.
No, yours
shit's
is
whack.
Also cool, but
shit's
it's going to be cool.
No, it's okay. No,
it's
okay.
It's going to take a little bit for it to be as cool.
Nah, you good.
Shit, your shit whack.
I'll head out.
Yeah, you guys make your way down. You talk to a couple deckhands. They point you to a tavern on the water.
Okay.
It is the Pirate's Prize Tavern.
Nice.
It's that seems to be the spot where a lot of like
sailors.
That's where sailors go to meet travelers. That's like the cantina on Tatooine, where like that's if you're trying to make a deal and hire someone or maybe get a smuggling operation going. That's just kind of like the tavern where like no one really asks too many questions or looks too deeply into what you're doing.
Cool.
We love that.
Yeah.
Cool. Right on. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and stroll in there.
Okay. You make your way in. It is bustling. It smells faintly of fish and salty air and a lot of people that may not have bathed in a bit.
Nice.
Tracks.
Same.
Yeah.
It's quite salty in here.
Gregor, this is... As you're walking around all day today, it's weird. There's like... Roll me a perception check.
Mm.
12.
The air, everything smells a little bit like more. It's like your sense of smell is like heightened now, and you can't quite put your finger on why, but like you smell everything a little bit better.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read into this at all.
No, you shouldn't.
I think I know exactly what this is, but but yeah.
But yeah, it's just interesting. You're like, oh, like,
yeah,
huh? Anyway, so you make your way, you find a little table,
raw dog in this air,
yeah,
just
weird flex.
You can go up to the. Do you want to go to the bartender? Do you want to join someone at a table? There's some people playing cards. Some people playing. It looks like a version of like dominoes.
I don't know how to play those games, so I'll probably go up to the bartender and get a pint. Okay.
Greetings. What can I do for y'all?
Well, let's start off with a couple of pints here. What do you say, Gregor?
Okay.
Pour them up.
It's because you skipped your workout this morning, dog.
I didn't skip my workout this morning.
In game.
Oh.
Gregor did.
Wow.
That's going to be...
Gregor did.
8 coppers?
Mm-hmm. You got this one, right?
Yeah, I got this one. I'm going to throw my gold.
I forgot my wallet at home, man.
You take Venmo?
Yeah, I can get you change for this. He's going to give me...
No, don't worry about it.
Oh. Discerning travelers.
Keep them coming.
Absolutely. You see, he was, like, reaching for one jug to pour in, and he, like, puts it back and gets, like...
He gets the good shit.
a slightly nicer, dustier jug from, like... further down, like under, like behind stuff, as if it was like hidden away so people wouldn't know to ask for it.
Nice.
Pours it out for you.
You get the not Coors.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a stack of like 5 gold in front of me. And
flex, dude. Don't fucking do that.
I'm just gonna push it towards him.
What's your passive perception, Fargo?
Me? 12.
12. For like the briefest second, it goes a little bit quiet, but then like it's back to normal right away, and you're like,
"Man knows."
You're
nothing.
Like, "Hmm."
I got Gregor on my side.
Yeah,
yeah. Doesn't mean we can't get robbed.
It's fine.
So yeah, you slide the gold to
him. Stupid enough to rob us. So I'm gonna slide it to him, and I'm like, I got a question for you.
He's gonna like. Be wiping down the bar, and then like as he's wiping over it, the coins are just gone.
Okay,
they can do shit like that. We're definitely gonna get robbed.
I mean,
it was subtle.
He's
I was like, all right, as a bartender, obviously you hear a lot of things, people coming
everything.
And going.
All in the news. What are you looking for? Are you looking to move? Are you looking to get stuff?
No, just maybe a little information on maybe a location. Rumors of a location of a little somebody?
I deal in rumors.
Mm. What do you know about Harkin?
Once again, everything gets like quiet for a second and then like picks back up. But it's like a little bit louder now than it was before.
It's weird.
I do like to think that Fargrim is trying to be subtle, but just cannot in any way, shape, or form be like quiet or like...
It's like when you're talking in a club, and so you're yelling because it's really loud, and then the music stops, and you're just like the yelling. One person yelling. Yeah.
I like to think he's trying to whisper, but he's actually like shout whispering.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to be, like, he wants to be, like, so, like,
I'm trying.
Tell me about Harkin. But he's like, but tell me about Harkin.
Let me tell you.
I'm really trying.
Yeah, no, you are. And, like, it's fine. Like, it's not a notice. It's not a huge thing. It's just, like, a very faint, like, everything gets just, like, a little bit louder in the background.
I'm just, like, picturing, like, Gimli trying to be, like,
yeah,
suave, like, talking.
Yeah. The undead pirate king. It's an interesting topic. We haven't seen him around these waters. I hear he's a little bit more... He's made his living off of the distant continents. Sorry. Yeah, luckily he hasn't troubled these waters. I know his armada is large. It's problematic. We get shippers from Sartosa sometimes who mention he seems to be vying to get on the council there. I don't think they've accepted him yet, though. You know, rumors change. It's 1 month he's running it all, and the next month they told him to leave. Apparently, I think last I heard they had told him to leave, but, you know, that's rumors for you. Anything in particular about him? That's a weird topic to bring up.
I mean,
you looking to join his crew? You're not a vampire, are you?
No. No. I don't know. Gregor, is there any, like, specific questions that you're...
If someone was trying to get in contact with him or find him, how would they do that?
I mean, I don't mean to tell you your business. I would...
Don't.
Strongly recommend they rethink that if that's what they're trying to do. We don't need that kind of trouble around here.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to bring him here, of course.
Yeah, just getting in contact with him?
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
Or... Again, if I was trying to find him.
I mean, I'd...
Any word on...
Follow the trail of blood loss and devastation.
Sick. I mean, you heard any rumors about, like, where he might be these days?
Trader came through...
I'm just...
About a week ago.
Your mom's house?
Ooh, got him, dude. I'm gonna like turn around so like my Roll back initiative. Is kind of like my back is like listening to him.
Okay,
and then I'm kind of
just
like,
looking around.
Just looking around.
Are you? Do you want to roll a perception check?
Sure.
Okay.
Can you even see through the crowd because your vantage point is so low?
I imagine he's like on a stool leaning back.
There's a nat 20.
Feet are dangling.
Knows everything.
Yeah, you. Take it all in. The guy in the back is cheating at dominoes. You see him
idiot.
Like, swap him out.
Idiot.
One guy has like a small dog in his like man purse that he is sneaking food to.
Okay.
Nice.
Everyone is like discreetly side eyeing you guys.
A couple people
are like holding religious symbols. Like, you see a lot of symbols of Manon, like, people with, like, an albatross feather on a necklace, or, like, a little carved piece of driftwood, or a seashell. A lot of, you know, kind of nautical-themed good luck charms, and they're all just kind of holding, like, fiddling with them as they're listening to this conversation, while working really hard to not notice this conversation. So no one's looking at you, but everyone's watching you. Except for, like, two pirates in the back corner, not pirates, two sea travelers in the back corner, both with peg legs, both covered in scars.
Both
one pigs. Looks like he's missing an eye, and they're just doing their own thing.
They both have two peg legs each.
Mm.
Neither one have legs. Right. Wouldn't, like, we're still in Matorka, right?
Yeah.
Aren't there, like, large statues of the three of you, like, yes. In the middle? Are they not instantly recognized?
There was a large statue, but it did not look like them.
Oh, that's
Kronk
true.
Looked
that's
like
right.
Kronk, but the other two did not.
Right. Really, I forgot true. we broke them, like, as soon as we got here, too.
We had a silk merchant come through about a week ago, had a run-in, lost some of his, not all of his cargo. He was luckier than most, only lost 10 of his crew and some of the finer wares in his hold, but He said he ran into Harkin heading south.
Okay. Just that's it? Just
south of here?
Oh, he was sailing down the merchant. Here, let me pull up the map.
Yeah.
So he said that as he was north of Metorka.
He was heading south.
He
towards Metorka.
Was heading down from Tilia. Or he was heading from Estalia to Tilia. And from the north, Harkin came.
So
Harkin was heading from the north to the south.
So
he's passing Metorka.
I mean, this was about a week ago.
About a week ago, he was heading south. He was north of Metorka, heading southbound.
Yes, about a week ago. He was up by...
How far away was that?
Like how
was that about a week out?
Typically. If the weather...
If the...
With the good wind?
Well, I mean, the merchant came from there. Okay. It's a good 4 days sail.
Mm. Okay.
So it's probably pretty close.
I don't know. I mean, haven't seen him. None of the other border princes have sent word.
Okay.
Harkin's not exactly the subtle type, so I would imagine if there was a raid, someone would have heard something. I've heard nothing, but there's not much south of here he could be heading to.
Interesting.
Wouldn't be going to the land of the dead. I mean, what use does a vampire have for the undead?
Mm. Okay. All right, well, this is...
He's, like, cleaning a glass as he's, like, trying to... He's
So all I'm hearing is that, like, we're literally the only stop. Okay, so...
No.
I'm going to ask him, like, what's up with the two cats in the corner there?
Oh, them. He kind of, like, smiles to himself. He's like, oh, them. One is blind and one is deaf. And they come here and they share their stories and they drink their ale and they live as they lived in their youth. They're harmless.
Okay.
Ayo!
No.
Yeb! And you see the one without like the scar over his eye kind of looks over like, eh. He's like...
Looks like he's about to sneeze.
He raises... The bartender like raises a glass and the guy in the corner like... Elbows his front, like they start nodding. He pours two ales, and the one kind of hobbles his way over, grabs the ales, kind of like nods his head at you guys, and
on his two peg legs.
One peg leg.
Two peg legs.
One peg leg.
Three peg legs.
Yeah.
He's just a rolling chair.
Two peg legs and two peg arms.
Since I understood the weakness of my flesh.
I'm going to look over at Gregor and be like, I think we should get out of here, man.
Yeah, I think we got as much as out of this as we're going to get.
You got a lot of prying eyes and ears.
Yeah.
And no money.
And no bitches.
Do we, ain't no bitches. I'm assuming there's like a Coast Guard or a watch station.
Fucking Coast Guard.
Right? I mean, there's some sort of guard on the docks,
the Metorkin guards do patrol the docks, yeah.
Or the, like, a tower, like, you know, a light tower. You know how
There are, like, as you go, like, it's kind of like Minas Tirith, where, like, it's built into the hillsides. Like, there are watched, and then there's, the ocean comes up and there's like underground like caverns where some of the ships are and then like docks going out.
Kind
of
hearing that Harkin was last spotted to the north heading southbound.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to go to like what would be like an appropriate facing guard lighthouse tower place.
Yeah. I mean, there's scenic overlooks there, right? Too. Like,
yeah, just to go see like if they've seen anything sus.
Yeah.
Okay. You go over. It's a younger guard. This is with. The incursions having come more from the land side, like that's where like the more experienced guards seem to be. So it's a younger guy that pulled this watch. Inquisitor Gregor, he like stands up like super at attention.
Mm-hmm.
Inquisitor Gregor, he does the Metorkin suit. How may I assist you, sir?
I just want.
I'm here too, by the way.
Hi. Oh, Inquisitor Farger, I'm sorry. You coming up the stairs? I didn't see. I should have known from
Inquisitor
the. I'm
Farge.
So sorry.
Inquisitor Fudge.
Dad, just wanted to know what anything to report? Anything?
None but the fudge.
Nothing seen yet, sir.
Okay. Hey, keep doing a great job. This is really important what you're doing. And he, like, you're making the city proud.
Kind of like tries really hard to keep his cool. Absolutely, sir.
He's never gonna forget that.
Yeah, hey, by the way,
he's gonna forget it tomorrow when I wipe his fucking memory.
Yeah. Real quick, man. If you see old pirate ship that's massive, looks sus. Please just notify whoever you need to notify to come to Kronk's Manor and let us know.
Any pirate ship, sir?
Out of game. Do people typically know what Harkin's ship looks like?
Probably.
Is this like well known?
It's like the Flying Dutchman. We're like people like
in Sartosa, people know because they're regular right. there. But like in Matorka, it's probably more of like an urban legend.
Yeah, he's a ghost story.
I guess my question is like, does it have signifying flags?
It's
or...
constantly covered by giant shadowy clouds.
Yeah, there's a like storm Black Pearl. That okay. comes with it so, everywhere it goes.
So it's recognizable.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So
we'll provide like a good description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably just say Harkin's ship.
Harkin's ship. Yeah. Will most likely like look like this.
I mean, we've been there, so we can describe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We've seen it. So.
Yeah,
yeah.
The ghost ship.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's very real.
I see. We haven't had any storms recently. The weather's been fine. I think last time it rained was like 4 days ago.
Oh my god!
4 days ago. Okay.
Sunny in Matorka.
Did anybody else in any of the other watch hours? Like, did you guys? Does anybody talk about anything? Did anybody say anything?
With it being a ghost story, I don't know if guards would necessarily. Look. He like starts it. He's like trying to like find a good way of saying this. People get hazed sometimes for ghost stories.
It's called tradition, but continue.
I don't know if the other guards would advertise if they thought they saw it. Just, you know, it's...
Listen, I want to spread the word. It's not a ghost story. It's real.
Absolutely, sir.
We've been on it.
If anybody has any questions, they can come see me personally. And if I hear any reports of a guard being treated poorly because he's just doing what he thinks is right, they will answer to me directly as well.
Of course.
Understood.
And his foot.
Absolutely.
No, more I'll probably feed you to my dog, but...
Is Bjorn with you?
Oh, yeah.
Bjorn just like kind of like... Bjorn was just kind of sitting there like at attention, but like chilling. And like as you say this, like the hackles come up and he like starts giving... He doesn't growl, but like he's like this shy of growling.
He's showing the toofs.
Yeah. He's just like doing like the dog smile with like just the fangs sticking out.
So spread that word, but also... Just keep doing it. Again, you're doing a great job up here. What you're doing is incredibly important. Just remember, complacency kills.
Okay.
We've all been on high alert since the attacks.
It does.
There we go. All right. Let's get out of here.
No sleeping on post.
All right. I'm going to like pat him on the chest or on the shoulder.
He like doesn't lose his footing.
Yeah.
But
no, it's just a good like, you know, a good bap. And then, I think we've done all we can do up here.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Don't know well.
You know what? We tried.
Kronk.
Oh, goddamn.
You are trying to scry. What are you using to scry with?
I don't particularly have an object.
Sheer athleticism.
So scrying takes a focus, such as a crystal ball, a silver mirror, or a font filled with holy water.
Mm-hmm.
This focus should be worth at least 1,000 gold pieces.
Yes. I have my focus. It is on my shield.
Okay. So you're scrying on your shield.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That is what I always use.
Okay.
My
as you're like polishing your shield and looking into it, you are casting Scry on Yolanda.
Yep. I would say that we're familiar.
I mean, you are an Inquisitor and she's missing.
Familiar.
You could 100% probably just go to the castle and be like, hey, I'm the Inquisitor. I need something of hers to go find her.
That's not how scrying works.
You can use objects.
Yeah, it does.
Improve.
It does boost your ability to find them.
So, like, I mean. They went and did that. So honestly, yeah, like I might as well. I'll go to the keep and just like request access to like
any personal item.
Yeah, like her office space or something like that. And like just to like investigate.
It takes a little bit of time, but then Lord Percival comes out and personally escorts you in.
Okay. Bureaucracy.
You think this will help find her?
Potentially.
He seems like more concerned than you would think. Roll an insight check.
They fucking. They in there.
They banged. Okay.
Like, he's very concerned, and, like, as the second in command, like, it makes sense he's concerned, but he's a little bit more concerned even than that.
Nope. Fucking technical issues. That's only a 10.
Yeah, that's about what you get. He seems just, like, a little bit...
It's weird. I'm getting weird.
It's weird. You can't really put your finger on, like, what it is about it, but, like, there's just something about the way he's acting that's, like, just a little bit too much.
Why you seem so off?
Man, bro, they in your book.
I just hope we can get her back. I mean, I saw what happened to everyone else that was taken, and I hope that's not the case with her.
Can I insight check that?
Sure.
I feel like it's fucking...
So stout.
Why the fuck so you lying?
So stout, bro. Oh, you think, oh my, you think he's lying?
I think they're bumping uglies, dog.
They fucking...
That's what's up. 14.
He seems deeply concerned. Like, you don't think he's, like...
Oh, I don't doubt that.
...responsible for it.
I think there's more subcontext here than is being let on.
You fucking...
He seems... From that, he seems genuinely very, very concerned.
You got, like, a personal thing going on with Yolanda?
I mean, we're very close friends. Like, you know, everyone knows that.
Yeah, they're fucking...
How close? Are they fucking... Like, y'all intimate?
I don't see how this is your business.
Yeah.
I'm just getting kind of, like,
I mean,
odd vibes right now.
It's a bold thing to say to an inquisitor.
Like, I don't care, but, she's, like...
That's fair, though.
She's my oldest friend. Like, we work together very closely. Like, mm-hmm. I would like to not see her body desecrated. I mean, you've seen the wounds and the torture that Kaylee and the other guards went through.
Mm-hmm.
I would not like that for my best friend.
Okay. All right.
I feel like that's not an unreasonable thing to want.
Yeah, man. We'll go with that.
No, do you have a problem?
No.
All right.
Just asking. Anyways, is there anything in particular in here that she was, like, specifically fond of? Like, any personal effects that she was, like, very attached to? Since you know her so well.
Yeah, there's many things. Things that she valued or things that, like, she...
Like, personal value.
Personal value.
Yeah. Not, like, monetary. Like, something...
I mean, there's the sketches on her desk of her family...
Any, like, heirlooms she particularly valued? Like,
not in her office, no. Okay. She kept most of that in her wing of the palace.
Favorite pen?
You guys happen to have, like, a friendship bracelet? Something.
I mean, we do, but I'm not giving it to you.
Well, I don't need to keep it. I just need to use it right now. I'm going to attempt to scry,
like,
her location.
He's, like, futzing, his hand is, like, on his wrist now.
All right, buddy. Like, how badly do you want her found? Because, like, I'm not trying to keep your friendship bracelet. I'm just trying to find her location. And the more intimate an object, the better this works for me with the magics. Trying to, like, channel.
If it will help get her back, and he's going to...
No, I'm not going to...
And he's going to look at you, and he's going to be like...
He's wearing an underwear right now.
For sure.
It's coppering.
No, don't.
Just don't make this public knowledge.
Okay. Yeah, that's
that they.
Do I have your word?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find her. Like.
Okay. He's going to, like, under his, like, van brace, he's going to, like, unclip. And it's kind of adorable, but, like, weird that this grown-ass man has a charm bracelet, friendship bracelet. With, like, you see all the little charms, and it seems like they're symbolic of, like, things that these two have done together, like, missions they've gone on, like...
It's cute.
There's just, like, this whole little string of charms, and it's kind of wholesome.
Little bees that say, mommy's little boy.
No.
What? What? What did I just hear?
God damn! Oh God.
No, but it's like a middle school girl's charm bracelet from, like, 2007.
Damn, a bitch.
But, like, for a grown man.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I was under the van brace, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I got no issues with whatever relationship you guys had. My primary concern is always and will always be the safety of Matorka.
Absolutely.
And yeah, like I don't have any reason to talk about this.
There's already so many rumors, and I need to have a strong front to the public. Mm-hmm. And charm bracelets are not exactly known to put the public in.
You really think?
I just, the Scryer's Orb can't hear about this, okay?
Like, those motherfuckers, I tell you, I hate those assholes. I'm with you on this one. They are the worst. But yeah, like, I mean, this secret is safe with me as long as it doesn't end up endangering the public in any way or harmful to the city.
I don't know how it would. We got these when we were children.
Okay, cool.
And it's kind of been a running joke.
All right, we're good. All right. I'm going to settle down. I'm going to find a comfy chair.
Okay.
And I'm going to attempt to scry Yolanda's location with this bracelet.
Okay. You spend 10 minutes kind of sitting. You sit in her desk chair surrounded by all of her stuff. You see all these sketches of her and her family. Like, there's like a painting of her when she was crowned. And you feel her essence in this room as you cast a spell. And after 10 minutes, you kind of release the last little like poof of power.
Okay.
And your vision goes black. And then you come back into yourself. The spell has failed.
What the fuck?
Damn. She dead as fuck.
Damn. Do I know why it failed?
Give me an arcana check.
Okay.
Sixteen. There are a few things that could cause this spell to fail. It could be that she's on another plane of existence. Mm-hmm. It could be she's magically warded against scrying. It could be she's dead.
Dead as fuck.
Okay.
It's not outside the possibility that she's being warded.
Any of those
true.
Three
she
options.
Is a queen.
All three of those options are incredibly likely.
Entirely viable. Yeah. Okay.
Percival's gonna see you kind of like sitting there, not chanting.
I'm frazzled.
Did you disheveled. Did you find her?
Furl browed. No. Unfortunately,
what does
the
that
spell
mean?
Failed.
She's definitely dead. You should tell him.
it failed.
Yeah. So there's a lot of ways that can happen. Some of them like worse than others. Unfortunately, I can't like make a distinct distinction between.
She also could have passed your check.
Cause of failure. Well, I mean, if that was the case, she can choose to fail.
Like yeah,
a that, target if they
that's
are
what
like
I'm saying she doesn't know who's trying to scry her. She could just pass the check.
I'm gonna assume that's not the case because Amber didn't ask for the modifiers either.
True.
I mean, I also have the spell pulled up in front of me,
brother.
But anyways, so like it could be possible that she is warded against scrying right now. There could be magics that are blocking it. She could be being held on like another plane somehow in like a pocket realm of some kind or something like that. She could be deceased. I don't know if that's the case. There's nothing to tell me one way or the other, unfortunately, but it was worth a shot. So we're going to have to figure something out and go from there. In the meantime, who is the current regent in her place?
He's going to kind of look at you and just like,
you.
I am.
Okay.
We talked about this in the yesterday.
Well, I'm just making sure nothing changed because, you know, I'm not always pretty sure
anything
that happens as it happens.
I thought he was head of the guard.
He's regent of the city, and since the
head of the guard is also gone, he's just doing both?
He's basically running everything right now because everyone important is missing.
Okay, so...
You remember he looked very tired? That is probably why.
Yeah. So I believe you should be aware that like a council meeting was...
It is currently being scheduled, yes.
Okay. I would like to be upfront that I think that for head of the guard, I am going to be nominating Elian. That he is great for the role. He is pretty young, but he has a lot of field experience at this point, having traveled with us. He's very experienced with having dealt with a lot of our enemies. He has a lot of in-depth knowledge on how to deal with these things that we have shared with his time traveling with the Inquisitors and whatnot. I think he would be a good fit.
I know Elian. I
yeah,
worked with his father closely for a while there. He's a he's a good kid.
No, he is, absolutely. That and there's just a lot going on right now, and I think that the sooner we can get trustworthy and reliable people into these positions, the better.
It is very important. That's why we're trying to schedule a an emergency meeting, because our next council meeting wasn't for another month. So hopefully, I'm sure, as you know, it takes a little time to get these things done.
Yeah, of course.
Have you filed the official recommendation?
Have I?
No.
No, but thank you for reminding me. I do need to do that.
I will warn you, the DMV closes in 27 minutes.
Okay.
I would do it sooner rather than later, just because sometimes these things take longer than they maybe should.
Okay.
In Matorka? No.
That's crazy. Bro.
I can...
Crazy.
If you need... he's going to kind of smile a little bit to himself. Like, there are ways of getting it done faster. I can have... If you send one of
the
your...
acting regent, isn't there, like,
He's basically... He's like, if you draft your proposal and send a runner to me, I can get it.
Okay. I think I'll just do that. It's probably easier for us to just get some of these things done sooner rather than later.
Absolutely.
Just the urgency of the situation. I also don't know how much longer I'm going to be in the city. Just with everything going on, trying to track Yolanda down, like trying to deal with our enemies.
Do you have
all of these things?
Someone to stand on the council in your behalf? Have you nominated an heir yet?
Fuck. I thought I did. I thought I nominated someone.
I think, was it Elian?
Was it Elian? I think it was Elian.
I thought it was Elian.
But can he vote on his own behalf?
Yeah, because
it's Matorka.
I mean, technically, he's voting on Kronk's behalf in favor of himself.
I had nominated Elian to stand in my stead. I've also spoken with Lord Greenwood, as well as Elaine. They are also assisting with some of the intricacies of the politics while I'm away. So yeah, everything should be situated.
Okay. I would recommend your fellow Inquisitors, if they haven't nominated heirs yet, just, you're going to want as many votes behind you as possible for this.
Okay.
I'm assuming they would be traveling with you.
Yeah, most likely.
I would maybe have them nominate their own.
Okay. I'll talk to them about that. Have them get their nominations in order. Mm-hmm.
Again, have the paperwork sent to me. It'll just make this easier.
Cool. We'll get that done today. All right. Well, if I find anything else out, I will let you know.
Please,
I'm gonna hand
do.
This bracelet back.
He like clasps it and tucks it under his.
Cool. All right. Well, good talk. Thank you for your help.
Of course. If you hear anything, if you need anything from the city, this is our top priority, is getting her back.
Yeah, of course.
Kronk, what's your passive perception?
My PP?
What's your PP?
Oh my god. I think it's 15. Yep, 15.
As you're sitting at the desk, very discreetly, you see a little tiny symbol kind of carved into the wood next to a drawer.
What does that look like? What does the symbol look like?
It's kind of... Let me sketch it out for you.
What are we working with, you know? I like symbols. Symbols are fun.
It's a little box with an X and some lines at the bottom.
Okay, I shall keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Do I recognize it?
Vaguely familiar. It's pinging something in the back of your head, but you're...
Hash pinging.
Yeah. Slash slinging.
I'm pinging in my deep brain.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
In your deep brain.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to keep that tucked away in my brain pocket.
Cool.
And I'm going to dip.
You're going to dip. Okay, yeah. You dip potato chip.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
Has like an hour passed?
About an hour, yeah.
All right.
Probably a couple hours at this point, because they went down and talked to the
I've reattuned to the Necklace of Truth.
Okay.
And I go to cast it on the sword and then realize that I don't know even the name of the sword. So I'm going to wait for everybody else to come home. And in the meantime, I'm assuming you guys are coming home soon.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do come home, you see Ack running around on all fours being chased by Skald.
Nice.
Just of running course. Around the yard, running through bushes.
Typical.
Just ruining the hydrangeas. Training.
Every ruining now hydrangeas and again, bitch. You get just this tiny little, woo!
My fucking hydrangeas.
They've been ruined.
The peonies are in shambles.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, they were both rolling through them, just like rolling on the ground on the back.
I took it and threw it on the ground.
I'm about to start beating my lizard. I'm going to have a groundskeeper with a whip. Every time you get near the plants, you just fucking quack.
Catch it.
So I know a lot of garden pests have an aversion to marigolds. Does Ack also have that?
He's certainly a garden pest.
No, he'd probably just eat them.
Fair enough.
Nice.
All right.
Absolute,
you can't eat marigolds.
Absolute king behavior.
No. Yeah. Okay.
We meet up.
You guys meet
up. Guys. I say as I'm still running around.
Yeah, you're running around with your puppy.
We'll let everybody know.
Yeah.
Y'all need to pick some heirs.
Heirs?
To be able to vote on your behalf for council matters while we're gone.
Gary.
Wait, I can vote on council matters?
Not you.
Oh, okay.
Those two.
Yeah. Okay, so who's...
Back to running around.
Is the B team coming with us?
Or probably not.
Because if they're staying, I'll nominate, like, Rhea or something to sit on the council for me.
Okay.
I was going to do Rhea.
Surprised you didn't choose Susan.
Or Susan.
Yeah, I mean, Susan's pretty tight.
Fine, you could pick Rhea, and then Susan can be my proxy.
Okay.
Cool.
Perfect.
Okay.
I would have chose Kevin with the bad knee.
I got the paperwork and then I can have it sent over.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna go. Wait, does Ray have to sign it too?
I don't think so.
Does it have to be both people's signatures? Like,
so I'm looking at these forms. Are these the DMV forms?
Okay, I mean,
these are forms for the Metorkin DMV.
Oh my God, I might want to rip them up, but I just hold the urge.
That's why I'm not having you go to the DMV.
Yeah, I sign it. I sign my shit up, dude.
Okay. All right, yeah.
And now I own 75% of your fucking estate value.
There it is.
Just kidding.
It's a good thing I don't have an estate.
Yeah.
But if you did,
I already own 70% snail, of dog. It. I own your house.
Did you say own Gary?
Yeah.
We got to change that. That's fucked.
You're not going to do it. You got to go to the DMV.
That's so fucked. This is anarchy. I'm going to rip.
Yeah. So I'm going to have a runner take all the paperwork over.
Okay.
Fucking run it back to the keep. Get it to dumb nuts.
Cool. Yeah, runner takes it. It's the same kitchen boy that's been running most of your stuff around.
Okay.
Since the mail's been frozen again.
I'm also going to head to my library, do a little research on that symbol I saw.
Wait, Kronk.
See if I can find... What's up?
I got the thingy for the thingy.
The thingy for the thingy.
For the sword thing?
Oh, shit. Okay.
I can learn about it.
Excellent.
I need to, at the very least, know its name.
It was a Sunblade, wasn't it?
I don't know if that's its actual name, though.
Yeah. Oh.
Because I need...
I'm pretty sure that's what the name was.
Name or describe of a the person, dawn. Place, or object. The spell
blade,
brings
blade of the Dawn.
Blade of the Dawn.
Okay, let me see if I need anything else. I'm using...
The Sword of the Sunrise.
If the thing you named isn't of legendary importance, you can know it. Okay, so it is of legendary importance, so we will learn things.
I don't need it.
The more information you have... Okay, so the more information you have, the more precise the detail is, okay? All right, so it's the Blade of the Dawn.
Yes.
I'm going to stop running and let Scald bump into me.
He, like, pounces on you.
Yeah.
Getting all of the little puppy licks.
Yeah, I'm just ignoring them as they come. I've got my necklace thingy. Do we want to do this now?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Shit. It's been a while.
Been a while.
Takes about 10 minutes or so. So I'm just gonna sit here real quick, and I'm gonna get into my meditation pose and clear my mind and start.
It is really
using...
hard to clear your mind. You're getting so many puppy kisses.
I can do it. I can fight through this.
Dig deep.
I can fight through this.
Give me a concentration check.
Or you just. Fair. Train your dog.
Bro, I'm not even trained.
I'm gonna pet that dog.
Can I pet that dog? Wait, what did you say? Concentration. That's
Bro,
wisdom,
you,
right?
You traits in common.
Oh my God.
I know.
Is it a wisdom save or check? It's the same. Or no, it's not the same.
Probably check.
I think it's a. Or is it a. Is
I
it constitution?
Concentration is a saving throw.
Concentration for like a spell normally is a saving throw. It's a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's a 16.
16.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, you managed to get through it. It's really hard because he's so freaking cute.
Yeah, but I'm a trained professional at clearing my mind,
yep.
Which is really
empty
easy because there's
mind.
Usually not a lot going around in there. Mm-hmm. And after 10 minutes of concentrating on the Sword of the Dawn and the necklace, I will cast Legend Lore.
Ack over here, literally, all I know is fine dining and breathing.
Pretty much. All I know is punch shit and Ulrich.
Fuck yeah, that's all you need, dude. I don't even know what we're talking about. But
you begin focusing.
Should we?
And focusing. And we will find out what you hear next
time. Next time on Drop Dice.
I felt it down in my plums, it, dog. No.
Some tingling.
Thank
That's
you.
That's why I asked if we were going to do it now or not.
To our sponsors, we have FanRoll, which will help you get any and all of your gaming needs. Mm. Get dice. Get weird numbered dice. Mm. Get pretty dice.
All of it.
Look how pretty.
Dice.
We also have VB Health. For all of your supplement needs.
We do have that.
The goat.
Yeah. For all day, or day needs.
Stay boosted, stay blessed.
Hell yeah. Yo. Use some sleep boosts, some protein boosts, some
muscle boosts.
Some muscle mommy boosts.
Muscle mommy boosts.
Soaking wet.
So yeah, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
True. You trying to be soaking wet?
Maybe.
It's summertime. Always. So you know.
Get it, mommies.
I'm just a sweaty dude.
I'm just moist.
Excellent.
Just that is not a side effect of soaking wet. That's just
that. That's just me.
That's just being a
that's
grown
just
man.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. Just being a
side effect burly. Of being 6'3".
Masculine urge of having body hair.
Yeah. Being a long 6'3" man. We'll catch you guys later.
Thanks also to our patrons.
No, you guys are awesome.
We love you.
Yeah, people.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.